Welcome to Coffee and Bottles.
Welcome to Coffee and Bottles. My name is Mathusha, and I'm a full-time working mom who struggled with fertility, but now have a 2-year-old son.
And I'm Adriana, a stay-at-home mom with 3 little kids under 6 years old. And in my past life, I was an early childhood educator.
How are you?
I'm good. You have to excuse me. I'm trying to scarf off a meal before 10 o'clock.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, go for it. Remember when I was like bag of chips or whatever, like crunching in the back room? Oh, good.
So how's it going? How's this week?
Yeah, the girls started. So is in SK now. Mm-hmm. Started JK. I know, it was crazy. It was good though, it was good. Like at first, she said like, I'm scared, I'm a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. But then she got to the school and she was like standing there, and then her big sister was there. I think mm-hmm. she felt a little bit better. So yeah, like she made one little...
Ooh.
Really sweet, because she was like, oh, like we went to the park after, so she was like, that little friend that I was talking about. Turns out the little friend is older than her. But she was like, yeah, that's the girl I was playing with. We played tag. But I found out they're not really in the same class, so that kind of sucks. I think they were just together at recess. I'm like, ah, darn. But that's okay. Hopefully they'll still be able to play with each other. And
yeah. No tears at all this week?
Knock on wood. No tears.
That's good.
So far this week. Exactly. But I don't want to jinx it. So I'm saying exactly. Your question has turned into a statement. So... But yes.
I take it back, universe.
No. I think it helped a lot because, like, this year we were able to go to Welcome to Kindergarten, which is actually, like, I think I talked about it before, but I'll just say it really quickly. It's like a preview, kind of a quick preview before we start. So you get to see their classroom, you get to see potential teachers, and then you even get to meet the principal. So, which we didn't have last year because of all the, you know, restrictions and stuff. So it was really nice. It was nice to, like, see the inside of her school for once.
And you got to actually talk to their teachers, right? Which is great.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we would talk to them before as well, but it was, like, you know, through FaceTime or... For me, especially, it was mostly FaceTime or if I'd pick them up after school. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't every day. And even then, it's like, it's one teaching partner because, like, again, in Canada, we have 2 teaching partners for kindergarten. So one ECE, one teacher. So one of them was always away for bus duty. So it was like you only get to really talk to them either at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, they're so exhausted that they don't even really want to say much unless they have to. I know. I was there.
We'll be right back.
Interesting. Because Olaf has been, like, literally king of the castle. He has nobody to share toys with.
Wow.
Or I should say, nobody telling him not to play with their toys. So I have a video. I'll send it to you later. But it's just, like, so funny. He took out all the musical instruments and he had, like, 2 sets of xylophones out. And he's like, he's playing one and then he moves to the other one and starts playing it. And then he moves back to the other one. And
he's like a drummer.
Yes. Like, yeah. It was really funny. So funny because he's just like, I'm probably going to make a reel about it. You know the Dirty Dancing song, like the song from the movie Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
I've had the time of my life. I was like, I need to make a reel out of this.
This one's so cute. He's probably like, I'm the only child right now.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me more. What else is there?
Yeah, let's see. What else? What else? Yeah, so they started school.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in the same class.
What? Which is like,
yeah. I still have mixed emotions about it because mm-hmm. on the one hand, I'm like, I feel like this could be a disaster.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, recall how our summer was going.
Fighting. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, it's kind of good too because mm-hmm. like, she kind of takes her under her wing. Like, even the teacher today was kind of like, oh, shit, like, the older sister's been so good. She's been helping her little sister so much. And I'm like, that's good. But I also kind of want her to, like, find her own way and do things
on her own.
But, like, everyone just, like, thankfully family and everyone just keeps reassuring me. They're like, it's just for 1 year, so...
Mm-hmm.
It'll be over before you know it. Like, this will be the one and only time they're in the same class. Like, yeah, that's true. And they're together all the time, so.
Well, I was going to say, it is only for 1 year, but if you mm-hmm. had the option, like,
yeah,
separating, not to be cruel, mm-hmm. but
no, yeah,
so they can form their own identities around other kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, definitely. And I did think about that as well. But yeah, how is getting the insulin shots? Is it as scary as they like say it is?
Or? Well, I was overwhelmed in the beginning. So there's a whole story.
Okay.
Of course there is, right? So I told you I don't like my dietitian. She's not right. quite helpful. I've asked her, like, when it came to the diet, I was like, okay, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed with all these things you've told me, and I don't know how to kind of structure it
mm-hmm.
for my meals. And it's been really a struggle to eat on time. Mm-hmm. So she said, yeah, I'll call you on Monday morning and we'll go through it. She doesn't call me, but she calls me at Wednesday morning and she says, are you ready for our call now? And I said, no, I think our call was on Monday. And she said, really? No, I have you down for Wednesday. So I said, okay, yeah, I can talk to you now. I'm driving because on Monday I came to work early, allocated time to have this conversation with her. So she's talking and talking. And really and truly, like, the conversation we have is not structured. It's just the same information she repeated to me in a series of three different calls, but in one call now.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, little pieces at a time. But now she's like, here's everything I've told you in the last few meetings.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, is that good? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Thank you for your help. And then that was it. Really? And I didn't even want to go there. And I've also talked to her and I said, you know, I would like to speak to a nutritionist. And she's like, there's no point talking to a nutritionist for gestational diabetes. They wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. You have to speak to a dietitian. And I'm like, okay, so lady, you don't want me to seek help from other people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, you're not helping me. Like, what do I do? So I kind of just left it. And I was like, I was being delinquent and not checking my blood sugars and adding them onto the list properly, just to piss her off. But really and truly, I was harming myself in the process. But you know, I didn't feel motivated, right? So I just kind of ate what I wanted, made sure I didn't eat sugar. You know, I took everyone's advice. I took your advice and made sure I was tried to be kind of more high fat, low carb, but still not too much low carb.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I need more carbs. Like, tried as much as possible to do it on my own. And like, you know, I had gestational diabetes before, so it really helped.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have that experience, mm-hmm. And then as I was doing it, I realized that my fasting blood sugars are really high.
And then the rest of it was, you know, on the higher side, but it wasn't over the limit.
Right. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, and my fasting blood sugar was not over. Mm. It was right on the mark.
Oh, okay, okay.
So fasting has to be 6.7. I was always 6.7, 6.6, 6.5. Okay, so she said, you know, you're on the higher side. I don't see it lowering at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait. Fasting was 5.7, not 6.7. Sorry. Okay. But it was pretty, it was around that time. Mm-hmm. And in about 5 to 10 minutes, I'm going to go take my insulin. Okay. But it was around that time she was like, okay, well, you need to speak to an endocrinologist. Mm-hmm. Endocrinologist, like, I missed 2 of her appointments because she would call me from, like, during work hours, like, for a certain time, but it was the time of, like, this meeting that I had, and it was just hard, like, and she would call me 4 times consecutively. Like, she wouldn't be like, call and then take a patient and then call again,
right?
You know, she would just call 4 times, and if I'm in the washroom and my phone's in my purse, it's not gonna happen. And that's what happened. Missed her call, and then I finally got an opportunity to speak to her, and she was quite short on the phone. And she said, yep, you're gonna be taking insulin, and just ask the pharmacist for more information. Then I'll send the fax over.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, fine. Completely overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Go to the pharmacy. Oh, this was the worst. And I remember from listening to your gestational diabetes. Mm-hmm. Remember when you talked about gestational diabetes in our previous episode?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I remember that story about you talking about Zares and how awful they were.
Yeah.
And that's the exact same experience I've had. No. So they sent the fax in the morning. I went closer to 10 p.m., right, when they're not that busy. And I asked, okay, do you have, you know, my endocrinologist sent a fax over. Is it ready for pickup? She said, no, I only have these 2 medications available. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, they sent a fax this morning. Gosh. She's like, okay, let's check. So she went, she checked. She's like, yeah, I see it here, but I need time to prepare it. I'm the only one here. I'm like thinking to myself, why are you the only one here? Yeah. And you're not even a pharmacist. There's no pharmacist here. Like, what? What the heck? So she's like, yeah, I'm the only one here. I'm like, okay. So she's like, can you pick it up another day? I'm like, it's insulin.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of need it. Mm-hmm. I was told to start using it tonight. Oh, and she's like, okay, well, come back 15 minutes before 12 and I'll have it ready for you. Oh, so I'm like, okay, go home. And then Shan decided to go get it. He goes over 15 minutes before and she's like, oh, I don't have it ready. We don't have it here. She's like, it's not here. So but he's like, what?
They're so, like, relaxed about this.
Yeah.
Stuff. In the meantime, we're getting told, like, from the other side, where it's like, oh, it's really urgent. You need to take care of it immediately. You need to get it under control.
Yeah.
You know, all these things, they're, like, kind of, in a sense, fear-mongering you to be like, oh, this is really, really, really serious. You can't even skip a day. And then you have the other side where they're just like, oh, I don't have it today, but come back tomorrow or come back the day after that.
Yeah.
Or the day after that. Like, really?
It was so frustrating. And they never, like, told him, you know, I'm going to order it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be ready. Just, like,
no, it's not here. Yeah. Ugh.
She never mentioned that she was going to order it.
Mm-hmm.
She never mentioned that... that, you know, you can pick it up tomorrow. So he's just like, okay. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, just come back another day. Oh, and he's like, no, can you give me the facts so I can go ask another pharmacy?
Oh, good. Good for him.
Yeah. So they were worked. So we got the facts that we were going to do it the next day. But, you know, with work and the start of a new semester, it's been crazy.
Right.
And he's been busy at work as well. So, you know, a couple days goes by and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to talk to someone else because this lady, I don't know who she is. She just kind of was not doing her job properly. Let me figure it out. Right. So I head over to the pharmacy and then this other woman. Ugh. So I'm standing there at the drop-off counter, like where you drop off prescriptions. And there's two different counters, right? They're side by side. They have like a little partition in the middle.
Right, yeah.
So I'm standing on one side. She heads over to the other side. She doesn't say anything to me. Just like really awful. So I walk over and I'm like, oh, is this the right counter? And she just looks at me and I'm like, and she's like, yeah, this way. And like, it's like, you can come here or I don't know, whatever she said, but I was just so upset. I'm like, are you like, you don't have basic human decency to be like, please come this way.
I know.
It's like already you pissed the shit out of me. Like I'm just like, and I'm already steaming mad.
Yeah.
So I'm explaining the situation. I came the other night. They told me they'll have the insulin ready. Then when we came back, I was told there was no insulin. She's like, oh, okay. Well, we have to order it. And we put in the order. It should be coming Tuesday. Okay. So she looks in my account and apparently she sees that insulin has been ordered.
Okay.
And I'm like, Tuesday? I'm like, I've already waited this long. Tuesday is another 4 days.
Like, oh, wow. Okay.
Right? And I'm like, because it was, I think it was like Thursday night. So Friday's already Sunday, Monday. No, it was the long, it was like for the long, it was the long weekend, right? So.
Oh my gosh.
And then she's like, let me check. She goes, she finds it. It's there. Because, oh, and the only reason she checked, my dear, is because I said, can you call other Shoppers Drug Marts and see where I can find insulin?
Okay.
And because I gave her work to do, she went to go check and she found it.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. I honestly, I don't know why they're taking it so lightly. Like, especially when we're told so much that it could harm your baby.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just, like, you're, I don't know.
And you know,
it really upsets me.
And I was so upset because I'm like, not you're just being a jerk, right? And like this lady, I've dealt with her before, where I was like, you know, can I pick up my prescription today? She's like, we're not at Tim Hortons. I can't just get it done for you right away.
Gosh.
Yeah. I was like thinking to myself, I'm like, what? I'm like, this wasn't like this in Brampton. They were so good.
And I would go I'm and they're thinking like, it's 20 like a minutes. Small town thing or something.
No, it isn't. Really isn't. Like this, it was ridiculous. And then that was that experience. So she's like, I have my insulin. So I'm like, so she's like, come back in 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, no problem. Walk around, come back in 15 minutes. And I pay for my insulin. And I say, I need a consult. She's like, wait over there. Wait over there. The pharmacist comes right away, which was good. And he's like, how much are you supposed to take? And I'm like, I don't know.
What? Aren't you supposed to have that information?
Yeah. He's like,
oh my gosh.
And then he's like, these doctors, they don't tell you anything. Oh, and I'm like, shouldn't that information be on the facts? And then he's like, yeah, I have it. So he goes, he checks the information, comes back. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then he's like, oh, okay. So this is how you're going. He's like, have they told you how to take it? I'm like, no, they haven't.
Obviously not.
No, they haven't. They told me
Nobody said anything.
Yes. Yeah. Like they told me to speak to a pharmacist, which, you know, and then he starts bad-mouthing the doctor, right? He's like, oh, these doctors, they don't know. And then I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what's the point of them giving me all that information of how to administer insulin if I don't have a pen in front of me? like an insulin pen. So he's like, bad mouthing the doctor. I'm like, okay, whatever, just give me information, right?
Yeah.
So what he tells me is, like, you pinch your skin on your stomach, not the front. You put the pen in, right? Mm-hmm. You dial it to 6. You put the pen in. You hold. You press down. You hold it for 10 seconds, and that's it. Any questions? And I'm like, you can ask me anything. And I'm like overwhelmed because I'm like, I don't know what this pen looks like. I don't know how to administer this thing.
Yeah, yeah,
this guy hasn't shown me anything. I'm like, sure. Okay, thank you. So I'm like, okay, I'll just YouTube it. I'll figure it out, right?
Yeah.
So,
eventually that's kind of the world we're going to have to live in at this point.
Because people are just incredibly
incompetent.
Yes. And that's just very, like, that's saying it nicely, right?
So, well, that's why I jumped in. No, I'm just joking.
I'm like, swear word here and swear word there.
Edit. No, I'm just kidding.
So he did mention, he's like, okay, do you have like a bin to throw it out?
Discard
the needles. And I said, no. I was told that Shoppers would have it. He's like, we don't have it here. But he's like, I work at the blank location, which is like another 10 minutes from where I live. It's like, I work at that location. You can pick it up from there.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, sure. I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, at that location, we have alcohol swab wipes for administering the insulin. We don't have that here. Like, he's like to take customers because he works at the other location.
Right. Yeah.
And this one is so awful that it needs to be shut down because it's just horrific. Because every experience I've had at this place has been garbage.
But you should like Google a review or something.
I just want to call Shoppers Drug Mart.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like 3 different stories I can tell them. And then I'm not going to bore you to death with the other 2 stories. Mm-hmm. And it's not as serious. It's just like minor inconveniences.
Right.
But I think this is like the worst it's been. Because I'm like, I wasted a week of my life because they can't do it.
Just trying to deal with this.
Yeah. And this place is 30 seconds away from my house. Like, it's literally across the street. Right? It's like one intersection away. And that is the only reason I keep going back, because I don't want to drive 10 minutes or 15 minutes to get medication, right? I went to a Shopper's Drug Mart, like pharmacy, that treated me very well, that always said 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You know, they gave me a realistic number. They're like, okay, well, you know, come back tomorrow, we'll have it for sure. Right. And I've never been disappointed by them. And now this place is a constant disappointment. Lineups are horrifically long. That's why I go at like 10, 11 o'clock.
That makes sense.
I
swear, like, I've never been one to like write reviews, but there have been a few instances where I had like exceptional service and like amazing things, you know, rave reviews. Completely, I just wanted to share it with the world, shout it from the rooftops. So I wrote some of those, but I had to write a pretty nasty one once, and I felt horrible after. But then I was like, no, people need to know. Like, you need to know. You need to be aware about these things.
And I think that's the thing. It's like, it's like nothing's going to change if people don't say something. Mm-hmm. And like, the couple of pharmacists that I've dealt with there they've told me, they're like, I am very sorry. I know it's horrible customer service.
Oh, man.
Like, they straight up just say it.
See, when your own employers are saying that,
that's a problem.
You gotta rethink the whole.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So that
I'm sorry you had that experience.
Oh, there's more though.
Oh no.
But not from them. I came home and then I was trying to administer this shot and I didn't know how to. And YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I think because I was overwhelmed with like taking insulin in the first place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like having, I hate needles, but I have experience mm-hmm. with fertility treatment with the needles. So I thought, you know, this isn't a big deal, relax. But it was overwhelming mm-hmm, mm-hmm. at first. And now that like I've done it 3 times, I'm okay. But I thought to myself, I'm like, I should probably go to Shoppers and see if someone will show me. And I stopped right there. Right. I'm like, there's no point in me getting in the car and driving there because then no one's going to help me.
Unless you go to the other one. Unless I go to the further,
other but one. Better. If it's open to at like 10 o'clock at night, which it probably is. But you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's just so frustrating.
I know. It's always that's always the case where it's like, do I value convenience and closeness better, or do I value a good customer service? Like mm-hmm. what are my priorities here?
Yeah,
because I remember we kept going to Sarah's. We went to like that one but we also, it was like a walk-in clinic or something a long time ago. I mean, I had a fairly good experience, but it also, I believe the doctor transferred, but I still kept going there because it was just so close and convenient and it was walkable. And then like eventually I was like, no, I have to stop going or something like that. It's just like, yeah, it's not worth it. So what if I can walk there? Maybe it's better to just drive to a place that actually knows what they're doing.
and I agree with you now. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to go to the other one because I'm like, it was the same. It was the shitty pharmacist that I dealt with at this one.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. He works there.
Oh, gosh. That sucks. Ugh. Well, maybe he's not working there. On that. I don't know. It sounds like he's kind of, you know, playing a victim a bit, right? Where it's like, yeah, at this place, like they moved me here to help out or whatever his excuses.
He didn't say it, but he wanted to make it clear that, you know, this isn't my pharmacy.
Yes.
Like this sucky situation isn't because of me.
Yeah. Watch it actually be his, but he's just like, not me. Scapegoat.
I'm the new person now. But
But haven't you been the new person for 5 years?
No, the other, honestly, the pharmacists were great. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. the pharmacy assistants that haven't been that great. Oh, that's too bad. Which is unfortunate, but mm-hmm. yeah.
But we always talk about this, right? Mm-hmm. We're always like, where can people take classes to like, you know, be a decent human being? Like, where is that class? How come no one was ever taught that? Like, how come that's not basic 101 whatever training whenever mm-hmm. you start a job or something? Like, I don't
follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and feel free to tag us at hashtag Coffee and Bottles Podcast. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Bottles. Keep sipping on.